Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, March 26, 2018. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am good. It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. Andrew Orr, I'm really happy you are here too. How are you?
Me too. I'm doing good.
Awesome. So we might as well just hop right into topics, I guess. So let's start with Apple TV.
We're here.
Apple TV, I guess, is okay to say because we're talking about television. We're talking about their television shows. So there's a report out that says that the original content TV shows that Apple is producing, we will see the first of those airing as early as March of 2019 and definitely by summer of 2019. So we're still a year away from Apple's TV shows, and we're up to what, like 12 now, I think?
At least.
Yeah.
I haven't done a count recently, but it's at least 12.
Well, we have a list of all of Apple's shows that Andrew's put together. So I'll make sure there's a link to that in the show notes so everyone can go look and see what they have. So I'm curious, what do you guys think about this?
I didn't think it would take that long, but you know, it does take a long time to make shows. Just because they sign these deals doesn't mean that the shows are being shot yet. You know, they may not even be written yet for that matter. Mm-hmm. We don't know, of course, if Apple's going to be doing the Netflix thing where they dump them all at once, or if they're going to be doing the Hulu thing where they unveil an episode at a time.
Well, if they follow...
Wait, does Hulu do that? Or does Hulu dump them too? Who does... Someone's doing them an episode at a time.
I think it's Hulu. And some of the Amazon Prime content, I think, is rolling out that way. HBO's doing that. One at a time.
Yeah, HBO does that, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't know what format they're going to use. You know, I mean, they have put together quite a bit of content. I mean, they wouldn't want to, you know, put like 12. Actually, you know what, man? Judging by what they did with Carpool Karaoke, which was, after delaying it forever and ever, releasing one new show a week, I'm assuming that was a test run for other shows.
That would make sense. But that was also done before Apple had hired
It wasn't released after that, though. Right? It was made under Eddie Q.
It was made under Eddie Q. And did they release it after they hired their Sony executives?
Yeah, I think,
it was before.
Top men. Let's see here. Apple Carpool Karaoke release date. Someone else look up Zach Vandenberg and Jim Ehrlich. Yeah, it debuted in August. And they've been with us longer than that, haven't they?
Let's see.
Apple hires top men here, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. Because my search, I clearly misspelled something because I didn't find...
Yeah, they joined in June.
Oh, all right. Oh. Okay.
I accept your apology.
Andrew, you didn't really need to apologize.
my goodness.
Just silence.
Is that how we treat our people here? By the time Carpool Karaoke was eventually released after it had been sanitized for our protection, mm-hmm. that had probably been set in motion long before those two guys were hired. So they may have had nothing to do with that particular approach. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean, a difference between Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix, and then Apple would be that all those other shows, all those other services have a ton of content in general. So the original programming becomes the lure for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what Apple's going to be doing, but if all they're doing is new programming, they probably don't want to dump everything at one time.
Yeah, that's true.
And, I mean, 12 shows. So like, and I can't even imagine they'd want to dump they'd want to dump a show a month, because then, you know, you're done with it in a week and a half.
Yeah.
What are you doing the rest of the time?
I like the logic train you're on here. I'm going to agree with you. I think that Apple's going to release the shows weekly. And
crap, that probably means I'm wrong though.
Don't you love these conundrums where you're right all the way up until I agree with you?
Oh man. Oh God, I'm wrong. The thing is that Netflix is clearly had massive success with dumping everything. Right? They release a new show. Here's the season. Binge all you want. They've had massive success with that. I think Amazon Prime has done well with it too. Mm-hmm. And it's really going to be interesting to see which way Apple goes, especially, you know, they're starting this in a year. Now, all the shows that have been announced, the first seasons will surely have been filmed and edited within a year.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know what Apple's going to do.
Well, if they can keep shows on track, we'll find out come March next year. And I'm not surprised it's taking us until March at the earliest of 2019 to see shows, because it isn't like they're picking up a show where a season is already done, or they've picked up a show based on a pilot where you've already put your team together.
These shows have so far been signed.
Right. So they're having to do everything from scratch. So that's getting your crews together, getting your cast, writing scripts and getting stuff approved. And that's even before you've shot any film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so March seems like a reasonable time to expect to see the shows start rolling out.
Yeah.
I will also make a not at all bold prediction that I'm confident this will be a standalone service, not part of your Apple Music subscription.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that too. Andrew, yeah, putting you in the spot, what do you think?
Oh, I hope the same thing. It just doesn't make sense. I just think it doesn't make sense to put all of these under Apple Music anymore. Like, it made sense for the first couple of things they did, like Carpool Karaoke, because it has to do with music. But I'm hoping that they're going to branch out and make it its own service.
But that means, you know, you're going to be paying more for them if you want them.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I was surprised when you said you hoped. I mean, but the reality is there's not enough money in that the Apple Music subscription. There is nowhere near enough money to cover music streaming and then television too.
Yeah.
What if Apple's okay with that?
Apple's not okay with that. Apple is looking to services to grow both revenues and profits.
Would they be willing to take a hit at the beginning to get people in?
Nope, no way. There's no way. There's nowhere near enough money. Look at how much trouble Spotify is having trying to make money just with music streaming. Yeah, Apple has the deep pockets, but we'd be talking if Apple is making money on Apple Music, it would turn it into an instantaneous, you know, multi-billion-dollar a year loss. If they threw in all their TV content in for the same price, there's just no way that's going to happen.
Now, how does that compete with Amazon Prime?
Well, Amazon Prime doesn't make money on anything either.
Well, right.
Amazon doesn't make money on anything.
So,
except for AWS.
Yeah, and they make bucket loads there. So then I wonder how hard that's going to be to sell to to viewers when they're paying for Apple Music, and now they have to pay for Apple shows on top of that.
That is the key. That's the key. Because we are Apple is entering this game relatively late-ish, and they're doing it at a time when individual franchises have the gall to want to charge us for a separate subscription service, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at CBS and Star Trek. I mean, mm-hmm. Okay, fine, you have to subscribe to CBS. You get all the other CBS stuff too, but let's be honest, it's for Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica. And Disney's wanting to do the same thing for Star Wars, right?
Right. And their Marvel content.
And Marvel, right. So we've already seen a little pushback from people on subscription
fatigue.
Fatigue, thank you. Subscription fatigue. And Apple is going to have to be battling that too. So how much other content can Apple get on board? We know that Apple has wanted to do streaming content for a long time, right? Apple has wanted to have this a la carte service forever. And they've never been able to get anybody on board because no one wants to give Apple control of this process.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to sign on to whatever Apple's terms are. So what we've noted for a long time is that Apple could do what Netflix did, which is to get the eyeballs. And when you get the eyeballs, you can swing the deals. To wit, Hulu's done plenty of deals. Of course, Hulu is actually owned by some of the participants mm-hmm. in the first place, right? But so maybe Apple is really using a lot of this year to say, look, you see what's coming. Get on board the Apple train. Choo-choo. Do you see what I'm saying? And I
hooked on the your train whistle.
Yeah, as you should. And so maybe Apple is going to be using this year to put together the service they've been wanting to offer forever, and they're going to be able to offer other content in addition to their own at the same time that they roll out their own content, and their own content will be. The lure to get you to choose Apple to deliver the other stuff, just like Netflix is doing with their stuff, just like Amazon Prime is doing, and just like Hulu is doing.
All right. So here's an idea. And this actually kind of fits with Amazon's business model. So you're paying your monthly or annual fee for the service. So in this case, Apple Music, we're paying what, $10 a month for that? So how about if Apple does a thing where you can buy the TV series service as its own standalone thing and you have just that, or you buy the two together as a package and you get a deal. So maybe it's like $10, $12 a month just for TV. Or if you do the TV and the music, you're paying like $15 a month, something like that. And I'm just throwing numbers out.
No, $40, man. We're looking $40 for this TV stuff. $40. It's not $40 is going to be the floor,
man.
If it's only Apple shows, maybe $20.
I think people are going to flip.
$20. Apple can sell $20 original content.
They might be able to get a $20 thing going, but $40, I think people would flip. CBS All Access without commercials is $10 a month.
Yeah, it's one channel.
Yeah, but it's lots of shows, just like Apple. Yeah, one channel, lots of shows.
Well, and Netflix is doing everything that they're doing.
And Netflix does a ton of stuff, and they're, what, $12 a month? Amazon Prime if you break it down, if you pay annually, it breaks down to $8.25 a month. But if you want their full music service, you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, stand corrected. I mean, I look at what Hulu's doing with the live show, with the live site, Hulu Live, and it's like $40 a month. To get live streaming channels. And that's a lot different from what Netflix and Amazon are doing.
Yeah.
So I guess it really depends. And that's what I was thinking. I was thinking along the lines of Apple offering its a la carte streaming service. That I do think that would be in that $40 range. But if Apple is only offering, you know, a catalog of shows, you're right. It'll be $10 a month. So, you know, 10 and maybe 18 if you get it bundled with the Apple Music.
And that seems more reasonable. If a whole bundle,
yeah,
Apple Music and Apple Television for that price. I could see consumers going for that. Except for the ones that complain about everything, and then they're just not going to be happy. So, all right. Well, as long as we're talking about Apple and Apple Music and Apple entertainment stuff, we should probably talk a little bit about Jimmy Iovine, because we had the report that he was leaving Apple Music and that was shot down. And now there's a new report that says he is scaling back what he's going to do with Apple Music starting in August. And how do you guys interpret that? And do you even believe it?
I do believe it, just because it kind of makes sense that, I mean, to me, I think he was already kind of in that position and in an advisory role. So I think maybe this just makes it more official, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
Brian, Jimmy Iovine is in his 60s. And that man is not going to stop working until he can't. He's one of those guys, right? He's got to be doing something.
And he's not doing it at this point because he has to make money to get by.
No, he's doing just fine. Thank you. He's going to leave at some point. I could see him. I can frankly see him losing interest in being part of a big multinational tech giant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he feels like his work is done, I could see him moving on. You know, the question is whether or not there's anybody in place. Is Apple Music, has it been built on the cult personality of Jimmy Iovine, or has it been built on a system? Is it an institution?
My guess is that if Apple has any way to control that, they would want it to be built off of an institution as opposed to a single person, because single people leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is that we're far enough into the Apple Music game that if Jimmy Iovine were to back out of it completely, it would not have a significant impact on what Apple's doing anymore. It would have an impact. It just wouldn't.
It's going to have an impact. Listen, this is not Jimmy Iovine stepping back is not non-trivial. He is a deal maker and he brings a massive amount of clout to everything that Apple is doing in the music space in particular. Maybe even to some of the Hollywood stuff, but I doubt that. I really think that's more Jamie and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But he brings a lot, just a whole lot of clout when it comes to signing deals with Apple, and a whole lot of history and a whole lot of track record and a whole lot of reputation. And him leaving is not non-trivial. It is not non-trivial. And I don't think anyone should just sort of whitewash that away. But
I'm not trying to probably, do that.
Okay. I don't think, though, that it will be like the death of Apple Music by any stretch. In part, it kind of, like, again, it depends on if he's been building Apple Music around the cult personality of Jimmy Iovine, or if he's been building it to be an institution. And it is certainly, at this point, has some institutional qualities. I mean, with tens of millions of subscribers, Apple Music is certainly showing that it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've developed the models that they want to follow, There may just be less need for Jimmy to do what Jimmy does. That is absolutely positive, but it won't be non-trivial for him to step away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then would you accept it will not destroy Apple Music? Apple Music will be able to carry on even without Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah.
All right.
One way or another, yeah.
I accept your apology. All right. Hey, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Andrew, thank you for being here as well.
Yep, my pleasure.
And listeners, thank you for joining us. It's always great to have you along for the ride. So thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.